Exactly 4 years ago, there was wild jubilation in the country after Ghana and Africa had their first win at the group stage of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. Courtesy of the Black Stars, many termed June 13, 2010, a day never to be forgotten in the Ghanaian football calendar as the Stars made history when Africa staged the World Cup. Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi again recounts what transpired that memorable day.
The whole of Ghana was sent agog the very moment Ghana Black Stars prolific striker Samuel Jan scored the only goal of the first Group D match through a penalty kick at the dying embers of their game against Serbia. Jubilation at the nation's capital Accra was at its peak, said that many television viewers lost concentration for the remaining match period. Shops, offices, homes and the streets were filled to capacity as many fans stood in joy to watch on giant screens the most celebrated African match so far at South Africa 2010. Many, clad in the national colours, also had their favourite players painted on their faces. The most common player was Asamoah Gyan, the goal scorer. The most popular viewing centre of Brasport at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle was the place to be. Ghanaian soccer fans, both young and old, could not help but make a joyful noise unto the stars with the popular South African vuvuzela at the center of cheers. The elderly, but with youthful exuberance, marched through the streets with the popular jama. Women and children were not left out in the momentous celebration. They came out on the streets in their numbers shouting goal and singing praise to the Black Stars with special mention of Asamoah Gyan. Asamoah Gyan, you are the best. Black Stars, you are great. A news presenter on national television, GTV, then broke protocol by blowing the popular vuvuzela trumpet prior to the major news bulletin for the evening. Radio Ghana's regional correspondents reported that the joyous feeling was a common feature in all the 10 regions. It was indeed a crowd scene at the drinking spot where many celebrated the Black Stars' 1-0 victory over Serbia. To quote one of the Accra reporters, George Asikri, the story there was not about how much money one could spend on drinks, but rather the amount of liters one could drink. It was just a matter of request, and someone was ready to buy and offer for free, all in the name of the Black Stars. He said, surprisingly, most women supporters at drinking spots hardly resisted careless hacks from strange men in their jubilant mood, something quite unusual in a normal Ghanaian setting. As if by plan, the resounding victory of the Black Stars in their opening game at the 2010 World Cup coincided with the 80th birthday of the inventor of the Ghana flag, Madam Theodosia Okun. She described the Stars' victory as a perfect birthday present. The fanfare continued after the game and ate deep into the night despite intermittent rain showers.
You heard Rosemary Gezi giving a recap of what took place exactly 4 years ago when Ghana and indeed Africa had their first win at the 2010 World Cup.